America is about 25 minutes. And if you spend more of that time on a train, bus,
next stop, Lake Street,
or bike, Allstate has good news. Pay per mile car insurance is here.
On your left.
Because if you drive less, you should pay less. Now get the same reliable coverage and hands-on expertise you'd expect from Allstate, but at a price that's tailored to the miles you drive.
The doors are now closing.
Call your local Allstate agent and start paying what's right for you. Prices daily and per mile rate, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Norwegian Cruise Line brings you the sea, the sun, and now the sky. Introducing our Cruise Norwegian Fly Free offer. Enjoy free airfare to your cruise and start feeling free from the moment you leave home. Amazing destinations are now just a free flight away. Plus, cruise with free unlimited open bar and more. Cruise Norwegian Fly Free. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Ships Registry, Bahamas and USA. Free airfare on select cruises from select gateways. Restrictions apply.
You know what it takes to run a business, and at Fifth Third Bank, we're here to help make it happen. Our team of financial professionals offer guidance, support, and superior customer service to help you efficiently manage your business and its finances. Whether you're a company of one or a large-scale operation, Fifth Third Bank connects you with a network of seasoned, industry-focused professionals to provide tailored advice to help power your business forward. Fifth Third Bank. Fifth Third means business. Member FDIC.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Go Fitzy, go Cat.
Mullin and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are delighted to welcome in Pat Fitzgerald. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Fitz. How are you, sir?
Morning, Coach.
What's going on, guys? Good morning. Here we go. Home opener, huh?
Yeah, it's very exciting. UNLV coming in, and I love your football program, and I get to go to a certain number of games, and it's never a disappointment. Really looking forward to getting that home opener going. And obviously, Coach, we look at where you're at. You've got a lot of obstacles to overcome already, and that's every season, right?
Well, you know, you really find out a lot about your squad and your players based on how you deal with adversity, and we've faced plenty of it in the opener, and I thought we got better as the game went along. Obviously, ended up on the short end, which is really disappointing, but I think the guys learned from it. We've moved on, and now it's time to get back on the field, and I know the guys are excited to do it.
So we'll talk about your quarterback and your offense and Hunter Johnson and all that in a moment, Fitz. But, look, I watched the Stanford game. I love your program. You know that. I love the way you coach your guys. I also was very surprised for a team coached by you that you didn't tackle better. I thought Stanford that game, you had them stopped a lot of times. If you make the play, you get off the field, and you miss too many tackles. And I think that had to be a point of emphasis in the last week and a half or so. How do you get better at tackling? Can you practice tackling at this point of the season?
Yeah, you know, David, we practice it all the time. I think, you know, at times in the game, we had some guys that had open field tackle opportunities that needed a more corral tackle and slow the ball carrier down and let the cavalry get there instead of taking their shot. That was one issue. We had a couple schematic issues where the hole, based on what we were trying to get accomplished, we had a guy unblocked in the hole. So the scheme worked, but maybe the hole was too big in the way that we had coached some things, and we got that adjusted over the week. And then, you know, most importantly, I told our guys this. I want them to be aggressive. I'd rather have you miss aggressively, but miss properly. And defense is understanding and knowing where your help is. Mm-hmm. And there were a couple times where the help was too far away to be as aggressive as we were. So, you know, especially the three guys that had the kind of high number of missed tackles, you know, two out of the three are veterans. They've made a ton of tackles for us in the past. And I have full confidence that they'll be much improved as we move forward.
That had to be hard just because I don't think I ever saw you miss a tackle, Fitz, when you played.
Well, you know, the older I get, I don't think I ever missed one in my entire career. So, no. You know, it is what it is. Tackling's the lost art in football. You know, you're watching the games, you know, not only, you know, last night, which was awful football, but, you know, watching a lot of ball now here early in the season, you know, it's really hard to go live as much as maybe we once did. And, you know, you look at what you do, you look at how you do things. We've typically been a really good tackling defense. So I'm not going to overreact. I'm going to just continue to evaluate what we're doing and how we're doing it. And I expect it will be much improved as we move forward.
Let's look at your offense, Fitz. Hunter Johnson showed a lot of good things. I think obviously he's making his first college start. You have to take that into consideration with seeing why he struggled and against the team that he struggled. But when you look at taking the next step against UNLV tomorrow in the home opener, what has been the point of emphasis in the preparation for this game, and where is he in terms of his development?
Yeah, you know, execution. You know, take what the defense gives you and get the ball out of your hands in the passing game. You know, schematically, we've got to get off to a faster start, obviously, than we did against Stanford. And, again, I'll tip my hat and credit Stanford. They made some plays that we didn't make. And then, you know, most importantly, have fun and have confidence. You know, it's one of those blessings and curses when you get heavily recruited and you get a lot of things after your name in high school. And all those are accolades, and there's stuff that goes up on the shelf. And I think Hunter's handled it really well. But I also think we have to put some things in perspective. This is going to be a second college start here tomorrow afternoon. And I think he's got an incredibly bright future. And quite frankly, David, it reminded us as a staff a lot of Clayton Thorson's first start against Stanford a few years ago. The difference was the draw play that we ran in the second half against Stanford in 15 popped for a touchdown, and the one that we ran at the end of the game this year didn't quite work out as well as we had hoped. So, you know, I think we're really close. We just got to keep working and getting better, and the guys have done that over the last 10 days.
I know that schedules are put together far in advance, but it was amazing to see you guys open at Stanford. I mean, most of these college teams seem to be playing directional state university or something, and you guys go right for another kind of what would you call it? Kind of a football brainiac powerhouse.
Yeah, I mean, that's a game we should win, quite frankly, Mullen. I mean, we messed that up. It's our fault. We don't typically beat ourselves. And I think the guys were more upset about that. Not that Stanford didn't play well enough to beat us, but we played poor enough to lose. And that's typically not our DNA. So, you know, we want to play comparable schools. We want to play a very competitive schedule. You know, this game has been on the schedule. That game was on the schedule for a long time. And, you know, we just didn't do the things that winners do. We didn't take care of the ball. We didn't tackle well. We didn't make plays down the stretch in the fourth quarter. That's typically what winning teams do. So, you know, I think it's a great game for our program. Unfortunately, they're not on the schedule moving forward, at least for a number of years. Maybe we'll get them back on. But that's a game that I think it's only the fourth time we've played Stanford, which doesn't make a lot of sense.
Tough news last night, Fitz. Isaiah Bowser is going to be out this game with a knee injury. You have to kind of compensate for his loss against a UNLV team you can't take lightly. I mean, I don't need to tell you about the traps that home openers can present, but when you look at the offense without Isaiah Bowser, how big of a loss is that?
Well, it's always a huge loss anytime you lose a veteran, experienced guy, and he's only a sophomore, but he played a ton of ball for us a year ago. But he's really close. Our medical team, obviously working to get him back on the field as diligently as they can, but, you know, made the decision to not have him available this weekend. And so we'll roll with Drake and Jesse Brown and John Moten. And, you know, we might see, you know, freshman Evan Hull get out there for the first time. We've got this four games now to still potentially be able to redshirt a guy. And if Evan's got to be called into duty, he's had a really good camp, and we'll see how that goes. But we expect to get Isaiah back here fairly quickly. And it's up to these guys now to pick up the flag, so to speak, and charge on and take advantage of the opportunity.
You know, they're an interesting team, UNLV, obviously. They do a two-quarterback system. They scored a ton of points in their first couple of games. You guys had some issues. I think you're tested a little with your depth at defensive end and had an issue in the defensive backfield. How do you approach a team like that that's going to be running in two different quarterbacks and kind of, you know, different stylistically with depending on who's under center?
Yeah, well, they've run the ball really well the last couple games, and quite frankly, watching coach over his time there in his 5 years, they've run the ball really well. So we've got to fit gaps right, fit plays right, and tackle much better than we did. But, you know, I think if we had a blowout win in the opener, I'd worry about us being a little complacent and thinking we were better than we are. But, you know, coming off a tough loss on the road and not playing our best football, our guys have been focused. And, we've got to execute and do what we do and find a way to win and just keep getting better. I mean, that's typically been the hallmark of our program our guys grind. They work diligently to get better, and you know, hopefully we'll show improvement here in game two.
Fitz, you talked about Hunter Johnson in the context of Clayton Thorson and when he came in, and then you have the reference point of Trevor Siemian as well, who's starting Monday night for the Jets with Sam Darnold.
Darn right he is.
Yeah, how about that?
Let's go, Trevor.
that's a pretty good tradition you're building there with quarterbacks. And you know, obviously it's a tough break with T.J. Green going down, and unfortunate that he suffered the injury when he did. But that's got to mean something in terms of the confidence level you have in developing Hunter Johnson. That's also got to be helpful with, you know, the depth behind him as well. That's a pretty solid position and a pretty good tradition you're building there quarterback-wise.
Yeah, Mick McCall, our offensive coordinator, quarterback coach, has done a great job developing our guys. I mean, you think about, you know, Danny Persa, if he doesn't get injured, is another guy you'd be talking about. Kane got an opportunity in the NFL. I mean, Mike Kafka is now the quarterback whisperer, obviously, of Patrick Mahomes. So, you know, the list goes on and on, you know. So we've had a great quarterback tradition. And speaking of a great tradition, Sammy Valenzisi is being inducted into the Northwestern Athletic Hall of Fame tonight. And I want to congratulate him and his family. It's hard-earned and well-deserved. And, you know, so this is something that we're proud of. But, yeah, absolutely, our quarterbacks, I'm proud of them. Hunter's going to get better. I mean, he's a really talented guy. He's working. He's been in six different offenses in 7 years, two different schools. I love the negative trolls. I love all the people that just live in the world of negativity. And we're going to use that as positive fuel. And Hunter's going to get better. And hopefully we'll look back here at the end of the year and just say, wow, look at how far this young man has come. And then to have him for two more years is exciting.
That shocks me that you're using that as fuel, Fitz.
I'm not. I don't read that garbage.
Oh,
but,
no,
our great SID Paul Kennedy makes sure I see enough just to make me a little bit aggravating, get the Southside Irishman a little fired up. So, yeah, no, we'll get back on the winning track, and we're fired up to be at home. And, you know, obviously we've got a homestand here for a couple weeks and get this thing going with a big win here tomorrow if we play and execute the right way, and then get the students in the building next week. And, you know, we got a big-time game. So, big couple games coming up, but nothing more important than UNLV tomorrow.
Yeah, UNLV tomorrow, you got Michigan State coming up. Your home schedule is fantastic. I mean, it is unbelievable. Some of the, you know, I thought it was a big deal with Notre Dame coming in, Ohio State coming in. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun in Evanston this year. It should be, you're loaded with that schedule, and I think everybody around town is pretty excited about it.
Good luck tomorrow, Fitz.
Well, we appreciate it, guys. All of our great Cat fans. We'll see you tomorrow at 2:30. Go Cats. Thanks a lot.
All right. That is Pat Fitzgerald. 2:30 tomorrow. Should be fun.
UNLV, you know, they play two quarterbacks, as you point out. They're scoring a lot of points, and it wouldn't be
they're
the
one
first time. Yeah, but Northwestern.
But they're a Mountain West team, right?
They play two quarterbacks at the same time?
Yes.
That's innovative.
No.
Hey, I think Matt Nagy has done that before. Yeah. Chase Daniel.
Maybe he should
and
start
Mitch.
By playing one at a time.
The Panthers tried to do that last night.
Yes, they did.
Oh, boy. They did try to do that last night. What a train wreck. And what was the point of that? You know, the problem is,
I didn't hate the call. I hated the call into the short side of the field.
Well,
that's why
that's
I hated
fair.
That call.
But, you know, if you know that your quarterback isn't going to be involved in the play, what's he supposed to do? He's just out there to what?
He's a decoy, playing H-back, like standing sideways.
Well, let me tell you.
If
my quarterback was 6 feet 5 inches and 240 pounds and I needed maybe a yard, I might let him quarterback sneak.
He's awesome at it. They're 0-1 facing 0-2 at home, and that division is winnable for them. And, terrible.
Don't you guys start calling for Chico's job. I'm not going to sit here and take it. That's what you're doing, the two of you. And I won't sit here and take it. He's a friend.
Leave him out of this.
All right. Let's get out of here before something bad happens. Oh, no, wait. We're going to do
transition.
Yeah.
Too late.
What am I saying? It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the Score.
Tomorrow night, join Julie DeCaro and Maggie Hendricks for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show from 6 to 10 at Oak Forest Bowl in Oak Forest. Enjoy the broadcast, enter for a chance to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with Chicago Bear great Lance Briggs. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
PNC Bank brings you Jeff Joniak on this week's Bears game.
Week two in the NFL often looks very different than week one, from the great unknown to more of a norm in terms of tendencies and schemes. No offense knows a defense, and no defense knows an offense more than the Bears and Broncos. Matt Nagy aims to get the Bears on the board against the stingy scheme of Denver head coach and defensive play caller Vic Fangio. The road opener is no treat. Teams struggle to win in Denver in September for a variety of reasons. Getting more out of the running game, a great place to start for a Bears offense trying to mute the impact of outstanding pass rushers Von Miller and Bradley Chubb.
We're Bears fans at PNC, and you'll find us everywhere in Chicago. We're at the game, covered in orange and blue, cheering at the top of our lungs. We're at the tailgate, grilling brats in a winter storm. No matter where you find us, PNC will be cheering on the Bears with the rest of Chicago. We are PNC. We are Bears fans. PNC Bank, the official bank of the Chicago Bears. Copyright 2018, the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. All rights reserved, PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Week one is in the books, but DraftKings isn't finished celebrating with some huge fantasy football contest. For week two, the football season, DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy football, is giving new users a free shot at over $1.5 million in prizes with your first deposit when you put in the code Chicago during sign-up. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. Every run and throw and catch and missed tackle or missed block, they mean more with the DraftKings lineup on the line. It's simple. Just draft your lineup, stay under the salary cap, see how your team stacks up against the competition. Plus, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's some extra cash to play with this football season. Nothing adds to the sweat of watching a game quite like having a shot at over $1.5 million in prizes. Download the DraftKings app now and use the code Chicago. For a limited time, both new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. New users, don't forget, enter that code Chicago. You get a free shot at over $1.5 million in prizes with your first deposit. That code Chicago, only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
When you drive with Uber, what moves you moves us. That's why we help drivers keep moving with support in app, in a local green light hub, or by phone 24/7 to help them do what matters most to them in life.
What moves me? Whoa, that's a really big question. Right now, what moves me are the people who gave me everything in life, my parents. They're starting to get a little older, and they live with me now. So I help take care of them. And I do all the things they need me to do, just like they took care of me and did all the things I needed when I was growing up. That's the most important thing. That's what moves me.
Uber. What moves you, moves us. Get started with support when you sign up to drive with us at uber.com/drive. That's uber.com/drive. Experiences driving with Uber may vary.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC. Instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah, it's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Uses directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
When you're ready to trade up from ordinary to extraordinary, visit the Midwest's premier entertainment destination, Four Winds Casinos. Exceptional food, shows, shopping, and fun at Four Winds Casinos, with locations in South Bend, New Buffalo, Hartford, and Dowagiac. Visit FourWindsCasinos.com and trade up from ordinary to extraordinary. Four Winds Casinos.
Phones, tablets, laptops, and desktops. All completely useless. That is, unless you have internet. Then those blank screens become wondrous rectangles of pure enjoyment. News, sports, games, true crime, memes, cats. Photographs of you, taken by you. Fill all your devices with the good stuff. Super fast internet, no data caps. Just $24.99 per month. All from a company you'll love. Sign up today at Huawei.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers for 12 months with a 2-year agreement.